Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Virginia and Molly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. As you both know, my day's been a little crazy, but stuff happens. It's going to be good
now.
Everyone's okay. Yes. Yes. I'm at that point where you just have to laugh as well. You know what? Stuff happens. So what's going on with you, Virginia?
Nothing. I'm actually having a decent, normal, calm day, which would explain why you're having a chaotic day.
True. That's how it works in our world. And how about you, Molly?
My day has been busy because tomorrow is the first day of the Conscious Wisdom Festival, so there's been a lot to do.
Yay!
Yay, I'm really excited. And just a quick little plug is that I'm kicking it off with Shannon tomorrow morning, so I'm looking forward to our chat and your presentation about manifesting. It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be fantastic. And when you just said that just now, I had a deja vu.
Oh, cool.
That is cool, considering I've had a day. Yes, and I'm all ready. It seems to me last time I did the festival, the night before, something crazy happened, too. Because I remember saying to you,
oh.
I'm thinking I was going to have all this other stuff done, but I'm ready. I just wasn't as ready as I thought I could be. This time I was prepared.
Yeah, and it unfolded beautifully, and everyone loved it. There's something to that, I think.
I think there is. Maybe just get yourself out of your head.
Always. I think that's a continual lesson for myself.
Yes. Quit worrying about things. So then let's talk about the Conscious Wisdom Festival, because that is a leap of faith. In more ways than one, yes?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And it's been, it started as an idea and an inspiration and a what if, which I think a lot of leaps of faith, that's how they start. And so I just had to let it kind of marinate and sit for a bit, and it gained momentum. And I just started feeling stronger about it. Like, yes, this can happen. And I don't know all the hows, which is where the mind goes to and which we like to solve sometimes. But it was just a matter of taking one step at a time and following what happened next. And, you know, that was just in May that I got the idea. We've already done one festival in August. Now here's the second one in October. So things can come together really quickly when we trust that gut reaction and take action.
Yes. And as a presenter, I took the leap of faith and said yes, even though I'd never done one before, and that was exciting.
Definitely.
And so I'm going to ask Virginia, because she was a listener. What did you think of the Conscious Wisdom Festival? Put you on the spot.
No pressure.
I actually really, really enjoyed it. I didn't get to listen to every every presentation, but the ones I did listen to, I got a lot of information out of.
That's great.
I felt a lot of, like, aha moments listening to it, you know, like Shannon in particular was talking about, something came up and you guys were talking about jobs and, you know, leaving when it's time or something that had to do with work, and it was just so fitting with my life and what was going on at that moment, so it was really, really good to hear.
Yay! And then with
that's great. Because there was there was a lot of information.
There was. And even with your presentation, Molly, I got a lot from just as far as having more information and navigating the world of the internet and having your own business and how to do things or just to have a better idea of where to turn and what to do. You gave so much great information and so many good tips.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. I'm glad to hear that because I think that we also need to be supported and we need to just have some insights that we wouldn't normally have access to. And I like to give that to people because my professional background, a lot of it's in different types of businesses and corporations where I work with experts who have certain information that, you know, small business owners, especially spiritual business owners, wouldn't come across. So I think it's really valuable, and it just helps you figure things out and prioritize and get ahead, and it makes things come together.
Well, and I can say I definitely appreciated your willingness to share.
I got a lot out of
Molly's
presentation, too. And I found it fascinating when you told us that, so an email we get from a company, that there's been how many people work on that email to get it just exactly what they wanted to say?
Probably 15, probably 10 to 15 people per a single email. And this is if you're dealing with a big corporation that has different agencies and specialists and managers who all will review, comment, refine. There's a lot that goes into the email that arrives maybe in your junk inbox or your spam inbox. But, yeah, email is a very focused and profitable marketing channel.
I found that fascinating because then, you know, when I'm sending out an email and I struggle over what to say, it makes me feel not so bad.
Right.
Yes.
Because I'm one person.
Right. Because then you're doing so much work. And, you know, those emails, companies have calendars to plan out their emails, and they'll be planning those for weeks. So to pump out an email in one evening and to reach people is great because you're essentially doing the work of up to 15 people over a very long period of time.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
that was fascinating.
That just goes without saying if you're a woman, right?
How true, Virginia. How true.
So, Shannon, I'm looking forward to your presentation tomorrow because you're talking about manifesting with today's energies, and that's something that we all are experiencing right now. And I know, you know, you have your presentation ready, so I'm not going to put you on the spot or ask for more about it. But what is fun about the festival is that it's very relevant and timely. So this information is up to date and helps you right now and just can, like, connect the dots for some things that come up, like the common themes we all experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Since I decided that's what I was going to talk about for your festival, I really spent time just clarifying for myself how I do it because, hello, I did manifest a $500,000 ranch, and I did manifest the opportunity to come and do this festival. I'm just really good at it, and so I was trying to fine-tune it so I could explain it, and man, do I have good stuff to tell you all.
Can't wait. And I just want everyone to know that it's consciouswisdomfestival.com is what we're talking about. And it's an online event. And so that means you can actually register at any time and get all the information. That's why it's such a great, great thing.
And besides Molly and I, of course, being the stars, we can say that to our show. There's many other cool people, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool people. What were you saying, Virginia?
Well, and from my standpoint, I love the fact that it doesn't cost $300 to take part in it and that it's all online. And so if you're at work or you miss
a certain hour, you can go back and re-listen to it at a time that's convenient for you. I think that is just genius for those of us who are busy and don't want to or aren't willing to spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on something like this, but yet we want the information, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly it, because it is affordable and it's convenient and it's all the benefits. And that, I think, is why it works and why it's exciting, because we're all busy. You know, we all have so much to do throughout the day, and it's like if you can just catch an hour here or there to listen to something that helps get you inspired and empowered, then you're just, you know, ahead. you're ahead in some way.
Mm-hmm.
We're in agreement.
We are in agreement. Okay, so, and more about leaps of faith. Virginia, see, I'm putting you on the spot again. Tell us about some of the leaps of faith you've taken recently.
Well, we talked about this last month or the month before, I don't remember, but we did talk about it a little bit of me taking a leap of faith of contacting a local center that does a lot of healing work and stuff, and I contacted them about being a practitioner there. So that was a very recent leap of faith. I took a leap of faith in going back to school, which was pretty recent as well. I think you and I both took a joint leap of faith in doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
And what, April, May, June, July, August, March, or what are we, 6 months in? I think we're doing fairly well.
We're doing very well, considering it was a leap of faith and neither of us had done much like this before. And we're having fun.
Exactly.
So let me ask you ladies this. When you're taking a leap of faith, let's talk about what leads up to that leap of faith. Because it's not as if this leap of faith just happens automatically or instantly. There's always a build-up and there's always a process that each of us has to go through before we actually leap, correct?
Yes.
So who wants to share their process?
Hey, I will.
Okay, go ahead, Molly.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to say it.
We were both taking a leap of faith as to who would speak next.
Yes, and being considerate.
Right, right. So I think for me, as I just mentioned just a little bit ago, it has to be kind of about feeling it, feeling into it, and letting it sit where I can consistently let the good vibes grow, if that makes sense. So there are there is the mental process of, okay, how's it going to look and what do I want? But if I feel really excited about it, like if I have that enthusiasm that doesn't die down or doesn't get dampened in any way, then I know there's something here. And that's part of my process, is continually checking in with my internal gut feeling.
Nice.
Were you looking for more, like more specifics about what that is?
No, actually, I'm just thinking about your system. Virginia, what's yours?
Well, for me, I feel like I'll have these thoughts or subtle intentions leading up to the opportunity to take the leap.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like each little thought or want or intention that goes on inside of me or in my mind, it plants like a little seed. And then all of a sudden, one day, all those seeds just kind of culminate and I'm presented with this opportunity. And when the opportunity presents itself, that is kind of my clue, okay, take this leap, because you've been thinking, because then I'll have to stop and think back, well, I've thought about this, and all of those things kind of go into what is, you know, being presented in front of me, so I should jump.
Nice.
And what about for you, Shannon?
Well, I'm thinking, so my leaps of faith, you know what? A lot of them start out as intentions, and then it takes me in ways that I didn't expect or know would happen. For example, the radio show, it started off as an intention to guest on more radio shows. On a full moon, I had set that intention, and I ended up having my own. I had no idea, but I followed, like, the timelines and the threads, and when, you know, the lady that I first started with, when she approached me about having my own show, I did panic, and I sat with it for, like, not very long, because my process is a quick one, because I usually know in my energy if it's going to be right or not, and I can tell if, because I panic. Like, you know, that, oh, I can't do that, that's so scary. But at the bottom of that energy of panic is this excitement. And when that happens, I know that I do want to do it, but I'm scared, and I have to work myself through that first.
That was beautifully explained. I can relate to that, too, because there is the fear that can come up and the, you know, everything that could go wrong potentially, or just that, oh, is it going to really happen? But then there's a way where it's like through synchronicity and intentions and talking with like your guides and your spiritual team that you can get more answers that are supportive and affirming. That's what I've experienced multiple times.
Yes. And I always know that the starting point is if I have that little underlying energy of excitement. It doesn't mean that I do exactly what's presented, but it means that there's a timeline or a thread for me to follow to take me where I need to be.
And I think sorry, Molly. I think that when we take these leaps of faith, a lot of times we are faced with that scariness that comes with it, and those and all of the insecurities kind of surface and bubble up for us to face and work through and get past in order to fully enjoy the experience of the leap of faith that we're taking.
Yes. Because when we're presented with these opportunities, it shows us so much about ourselves and where we actually do want to go. And how many times are we manifesting or setting intentions about opportunities and they show up and then we panic, oh, we can't possibly do that. Yet when you sit in it for a while, you realize, oh, this is what I wanted. What is my problem?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I resisting it?
Are you tuning into me right now?
So, Molly, are you right-brained or left-brain dominant?
Good question, because I feel like my honest answer is I move between both throughout the day, and I'm probably more, I don't know, you know, that's always been a tough question for me, because even with some of these, like, standardized testing and things, I'm literally, like, right down the middle.
Okay, cross your arms right now for me.
Oh.
Which one's on top?
Right.
Your right one's on top, so that means you're the opposite.
Okay.
I never remember how this works. Yes, your right one's on top, so that means you're left brain dominant. But it doesn't mean that you don't use both, but your logical mind kicks in first before. So I'm just asking this because I know Virginia is too. And so when Virginia and I talk about things, we have not different approaches, but like kind of different. Do you know what I mean? And so we have like interesting conversations because her logical mind will kick in first and my intuitive part. And so we always end up at the same place, but we have different approaches.
Oh, very cool. And there's value for both.
Yes, absolutely. So if I'm stuck on some certain kind of thing, I message Virginia to help me because I know that her approach is going to give me the answers I need rather than my intuitive mind first. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what's
maybe
funny
that's
with that,
go
what's
ahead.
Funny with that is because even though I am left brain dominant, whenever it comes to, like, for example, you messaging me to get a little insight or something about a situation or anything I am faced with in life, and even like those very close to me and around me and my family, I have a logical approach, but I always, always, always rely on my intuition. So it's almost like an intuitive-based logic or a logical-based
yes.
person, however you want to look at it.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yes.
It's like my mind has to make sense of it, but my gut always gives the final answer.
See, and mine is the opposite. I go with my gut, and then I have to get the logic to back it up.
Now I'm trying to think of which way I do mine. Because I know they just kind of go together, you know?
They do go together. And just because you're dominant a little bit on one or the other, like when you fold your arms, because if you fold your arms the other way, it feels awkward, it doesn't mean you don't use both equally. It just means that probably faced in a crisis, you're going to use logic first and then go to intuition.
Sure, I get that.
And that makes sense, yeah.
And but it's going to be pretty equal, but there's just going to be one that's, like, more comfortable first. So when you're taking leaps of faith, you need all the little, like, the details. Is that true?
Yes.
See, it's just two different approaches for right-brain people and left-brain people. And see, and I need to know how it feels in my energy first, and then I want the details. No, it's hard to put in words, but you guys.
No, it's making sense to me. Like, okay, I can use my recent leap of faith with at the local center. I saw the opportunity, and I checked in with my gut first, and it felt right. So I took the leap. And then once I took it and they said, hey, we'd love to have you here, da-da-da-da-da, then I panicked. And then I was like, then I had to know every single detail of how this works for me and what I have to do, because it has to make sense in my mind. My mind has to get it for me to feel
yes.
comfortable walking into it.
Right.
Yes.
And I think that's smart. Because there's parts of it that you do want to just have kind of figured out and known, but when you lead with your gut, you kind of, like, I have that experience too, and I feel like I just have this overall good vibe about it, where even if all the details aren't known just yet, it will come together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It still doesn't make it any less daunting or any less scary.
No.
Make you panic a little less. All of that still happens. It's just, if you check in with your gut first and your intuition and it feels okay, then I feel more comfortable going into it, even though I panic and freak out and, you know, become insecure and all of those things surface and come up, and, you know, that also
absolutely
happens, but there's the underlying feeling of this is okay, this is really what I want.
So what
I found that,
oh, sorry, Molly.
Oh, I was going to say, and I found that when I have some type of trepidation or fear or, you know, uncertainty around something, it's also a good opportunity for me to use that energy and to tap back in and see, okay, how important is this? Is it still important regardless of the fact that I feel a little scared? You know, is it still something I really want to do and follow, or is it not? You know, like, that fear is a wonderful tool to tap in again and check in with yourself.
I agree.
And it's an opportunity to weigh the risks that could, like, and the consequences that could happen. And if you look at them, because, you know, sometimes looking at worst-case scenario makes you realize that it's never going to happen, and even if it did, you'd be okay with it. And then taking that leap of faith is so much easier.
Mm-hmm. And dealing with all of the fear and the insecurities also gives you the opportunity to kind of face those demons and do the work that needs to be done to overcome them in this particular situation, and sometimes just further along, because maybe this is the last time that you're really going to have the fear about this particular thing. So
yes.
You get past that fear, and you're not feeling that fear further down the line in other situations because you've kind of overcome it already.
And
that's
a great point.
And I believe each time you do that, you end up tapping into a higher, more wise version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really believe that leaps of faith are awesome for confidence.
That is a great point. I feel the same. Yes. Yes. And they allow you to become more of yourself, that higher version of yourself.
Because they're a challenge. They're a challenge to your energy.
Right.
You do it anyway.
How great do you feel afterwards? After all is said and done and you've succeeded and this leap of faith has been positive, it's just that you turn around and look back at where you came from and where you are now, and you think, oh my gosh, and you just feel amazing, and your confidence is boosted, and it's just, it's a very, very, almost euphoric feeling. It's so...
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and you don't get to experience that unless you take that leap of faith. And it doesn't have to be huge. It can be a smaller one to work yourself up to the big ones.
Right.
The award that I'm doing on Thursday, I get to give out an award at this big venue where the concerts are held, and there's going to be, you know, maybe 250 people watching, and I'm going up on this stage and handing out an award. Let me tell you, there is absolutely no way I would have done that and said yes to this a year ago. Not even.
Yay, you!
I would have been terrified. And now I'm still scared, but it just feels like there's this energy that I can tap into, and I'll just go do it. On Friday, I'll be euphoric. I'll be messaging everybody, woohoo, guess what? It went fine. I rocked it. I ate a lot of chocolate. Yay!
Now, I have
the energy that I'm going to have after, because I did this one's a huge leap of faith, is going to be amazing. And if I can do it, everybody can do it. The end.
We always say that, right? If I can do it, anyone can do it.
That's right.
So I have a question. When you take a leap of faith, and let's say this opportunity presents itself, and let's say it's this, you know, you get to present this award, and so the opportunity is there, and you haven't taken it yet, or you're thinking about it, or what have you. So if it's something like this, and it's something where you are kind of locked in, so there's no way to back out, do you find that there's less fear and it makes it easier for you to move forward and get past the fears and insecurities, as opposed to it being something where you might have an option to back out? Because if you have that option and those fears and insecurities come up, you might take the option to back out.
True. I was actually thinking about that today when I went for a walk, because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be up there in front of who knows how many people. They're all going to look, huh? I better have a pretty dress. And then I thought, what if I freeze? What if I can't do it? What if I choke while I'm up there? And then I thought, oh, that would be embarrassing, huh? I guess I just better make sure I don't do that, because there's no way I can back out now.
Right.
I just had a little conversation with myself, and I took myself in the energy of how mortifying that would be if I did that. So that I won't.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I asked because I have found that if I'm given the opportunity, if it's something that's a little scary to me or a lot scary to me. And if I'm given the opportunity
right.
to back out, chances are I will. I
you
let
will?
Fear overcome me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but then let me ask you this. So you do, and then what happens? Are you, like, kind of wanting to smack yourself in the head for backing out?
A little bit, yeah. I will get a little bummed out and a little sad. But at the same time, I live with no regrets. So I know that, you know, if this is truly meant to be, something else will happen down the line for me, maybe in a different area.
A do-over?
I found that I tend to give in to the fear more than overcome it if I'm given the opportunity to. And
so,
I'm not a fan of that. But
what if you take the opportunity away?
Then I'm okay. Like, if it's something where I'm signed, sealed, delivered, I have no way out because I'm locked in, then I just push myself forward and I'm okay.
So if there's the option to back out, why don't you tell yourself that there's not?
Because I already know that there is.
Because you can't trick yourself that way?
Mm-mm. My logical mind takes over and knows that I have that option, or, you know, I'm not under contract, I'm not signed in, there's not hundreds of people relying on me, you know, and I hate that I will flake out on that. And actually, now that we're talking about it, it's coming up right now in my mind. That is part of my karmic debt that we've talked about. It's kind of waffling on my commitment. So if I've made a commitment and I don't keep it because I don't have to, I'm not forced to, I don't have all these people relying on me, I will walk away from the commitment instead of fulfill it like I'm meant to. And I'm glad this all came up right now.
Yes. So I would, if I was you, I would tell myself, you can't. Your karmic debt
right.
says no. You make a commitment, you stick with it no matter what.
Right, and the karmic debt coming up is probably the only thing that would keep me in a commitment if I have an out. Because I know I need to overcome that. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to keep doing it.
Right.
And you know I'm going to say it all the time. If I can go up and do this fierce award in front of all these people who used to throw up before I had to do public speaking in college, you can do this. I did. I'd have to run to the bathroom and be sick, and then I could go do it.
That does not sound fun.
I know. It was, like, horrible. And yet, here I am, going to walk up there. And I'm not even freaked out. I mean, I was freaked out earlier today, just for a few minutes. Then I realized, hey, whatever. The worst that can happen. I choke. I won't choke.
And if you do, you make a joke out of it.
Exactly. I have to write my speech, so I'll be ready. The worst thing that can actually happen is that I just read it and mumble and don't look at anybody. But after doing this radio show and teaching classes and doing weddings, I can do this.
You can do
it. You might just love it.
I might. I was wondering that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll soak up the energy while I'm, because I am a Leo, so I should love it. All that attention. Woohoo!
And the energy around the attention is that you're recognizing someone else for doing wonderful work. So that is
exactly.
a great way to, you know, be on a stage and be present for that exchange.
That's why I can do it, because it's not really about me. It's about honoring these other ladies that get to win and get to be recognized. It's just like doing a wedding. Sure, I'm an important part of the wedding, one of the most important parts, but it's not really about me.
Right.
Although it kind of is. So, yeah. And I'm going to tell everybody that if I can do this, you guys can all take your little leaps of faith to practice, and then you'll get to the big leaps of faith. And they are fun. because once you're through and on the other side, you feel 10 feet tall, you feel empowered. It's so worth it.
Empowered is a good word, because you do feel that way afterwards.
Yes, and that's the award I'm giving out to, the Empower Award. See? Couldn't be any better for me. Well, and even like Molly with this festival that she created, when it's all over and done, Molly, and people are giving you the feedback, doesn't it just all make sense?
Yes, it does. And I have the same feeling that you do about the award ceremony, is that it's not about me. It's something, it's a service I'm offering. It's something that I love and enjoy. And it's a leap of faith. And so it's like this combination of energies that feels bigger than me. And that helps me trust. And that's something that I continually return to with leaps of faith, is that it is about trust and choosing trust. You have to choose it.
Right. Well, didn't you just hit on what a leap of faith is? It's something bigger than yourself. So
yeah.
For Virginia, doing like working with that spiritual center that you're going to work with, it's something bigger than you, because you're putting yourself in a position to offer your unique talents and gifts to a bigger audience than you do right now. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's not really about you. It's about the universe using you. So get out
right.
there and do it. No more backing out.
I know. In my defense, it has been a very, very hectic and busy month.
Yes.
But because it's been hectic and busy and I haven't been able to be there like I want to, that's when all of these feelings of, well, should I even do this? And, you know, all of those insecurities just start kind of creeping up.
They do. And don't you ladies find that insecurities right now, when they pop up, it's a roar. It's not subtle.
No. Yeah, it's like a little child that needs attention right now and needs love and to be reassured and to be acknowledged.
Yes. Perfect way to put it. And you're sitting in it going, wow. I really feel stucky right now, man. Maybe I better go have some chocolate.
I like to go for walks and just, like you said earlier, Shan, just be in the energy and just allow the energy to flow instead of to hold it back and just acknowledge it and let it be and just say, okay, I feel sad or I feel scared or I'm wondering about this. And I just have these conversations with myself. And as I'm exercising, it just moves the energy through me faster and I don't have to hold on to it for much longer.
Yes. Yes. I've found that I go for a lot of walks and I need to jump up and down even in my living room if I can't get outside just to move the energy through.
Yeah, anything that does that. Even a bath. I find that baths do that. Water, shower, anything helps it flow.
And speaking of jumping up and down, when I am contemplating taking a leap of faith, that's another signal I know it's right. If I jump up and down around my house trying to find someone to call to tell them about it before I say yes.
That's awesome.
Because sometimes I have to, talk about it first before I can say yes and see if
that
I'm just,
also helps.
You know.
But talking about it, too, helps you kind of bounce the idea off of somebody else, you know, because there have been times, I'm sure, that all of us have, you know, seen an opportunity and taken it and later on, it wasn't maybe the greatest thing that we did. Or we just sometimes we make rash decisions. And so sometimes it's nice to just have someone to bounce the idea off of or or just share in the excitement of what is happening. Even if you haven't said yes yet and you know you're going to, sometimes
yes.
you just have to share that excitement with somebody and get it out of your system.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should also talk about taking leaps of faith and they don't turn out like you think they will.
A good idea.
For example, for me, is the radio show when I first started on that other station. I took that big leap of faith, thought it was going to be fantastic. It wasn't. So that part wasn't, and so I ended up having a choice. Do I want to keep trying this because I like it and move over here to Blog Talk? Do I quit or do I stay there and be unhappy because of a sense of obligation or gratitude I had towards, you know, having that opportunity? It was fascinating to work through all of that, and I, as I was working through it, I realized that I did really like it, and I want to keep it. Okay, so then my choices were, do I move to Blog Talk and not have any other support, just be on my own, or do I stay there and work through what was going on there? And I did try to work through what was going on there, and it didn't go well, and so then I took the leap of faith to release any sense of obligation that I had to that station and come here. And it worked out really, really well. It was not easy, and it took a lot of, talking and working through a lot of stuff. And I could have easily decided that that leap of faith I took to do a radio show was a bad idea and ditch the whole thing. So I had to really sit in it all.
Mm-hmm. And I've taken a leap of faith in the past regarding school, and I feel like that was kind of a rash, not rash decision, but maybe just it wasn't an uninformed decision, or it was really what happened was I saw somebody else doing the job, and I thought, wow, that looks like fun. I want to do that. And so I went to school for it, and after working in the field for a short period after graduating, I realized the lack of job security and the lack of pay. I mean, you got paid, but the pay wasn't very well or wasn't much. And so there was just all these things that I didn't know going in. And so for the longest time, I felt like I made a bad decision, and that's why I had taken so long to really, really know what I wanted to do regarding school before I was willing to jump into it again, because I didn't want to make the same mistake twice.
Yes.
But at the same time, I did learn from my first leap as far as school went. I learned a lot of things that I still use today, like the radio show.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, look, it got you here.
But I had to get through those feelings first of I made a bad decision, or what did I do, or, you know, now I've taken out all these student loans for
yeah.
nothing, or, you know, I had to get through all of those feelings before I could see the positive aspects of it and how it led me to where I am today and what I actually got out of the experience.
It takes
all opportunities for growth and self-empowerment and self-knowledge. Because also, just by everything you explained, you learned so much, and now from a point of reflection, you have better information about yourself for decisions and your next leap of faith.
Right. So I think that when we do take those leaps and they don't turn out the way we had hoped or the way we had wanted, I feel like we still took them. There was still a reason behind them, and maybe the final outcome wasn't exactly what we had planned, but there's something bigger or different in store for us. And we had to go through this experience in order to have the next experience that's waiting.
Yes, I completely believe that. I'm in 100% agreement with that. That's my viewpoint, too.
And sometimes it takes, like, quite some time before you realize where that exactly fit in.
Because you have to work through the feelings that you're having regarding the experience, and especially if you're, you know, kind of down about it not turning out the way you would hope, then, you know, you have to work through all of those feelings of, why do I feel like this? Why do I feel it didn't work? Am I a failure? You know, you have to get through all of that in order to come up on the other side and move forward. I mean,
I think it gets faster.
Yes.
At least for myself, I've noticed that I move through the emotional part faster. I move through the release and the everything just so much clearer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's like having more of an awareness. So you're able to, I've been through this, and you know how to process the feelings a little better, maybe.
Yes. And isn't it true that every time we have an experience, the biggest gift is the energy of that experience? That's ours forever.
Yes.
And you can always go back to it. You can always recognize it when it comes back. So if you were faced with a situation and it made you feel like that, you would deal with that was probably not right for you.
Right.
I think it's, go ahead. You tell me what you think first.
Well, I think it's just important to just always be in tune with yourself, to always be checking in with yourself to see how you feel about situations, because that helps you to better gauge if this opportunity is something for you. Whether it works out the way you want it or not, you have to know that you're making the right decision going into it. So by checking in with yourself constantly and doing an inventory and knowing what you want and what you want to get out of the experience will only help you.
Yes. And because don't you find that always checking in and knowing when experiences and leaps of faith go awry and they start to go a direction you don't want them to or you're not comfortable with, because you're checked in, tuned in, you can stop it.
Right.
And either redirect or let go, whatever needs to happen in that part.
Yes.
Because there is huge value in actually quitting something that's not working for you. Because we're sort of trained, not sort of, we are trained that once we start doing something, we need to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point, yeah. And cutting your losses at a certain point, if that's the message you keep getting, and if you're just having that gut instinct that maybe this isn't the best way to direct your energy, trusting that can save you a ton of more energy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if something is sucking your energy or draining you dry, you know, the first part of the experience could have been exactly what you needed, and now you've got what you needed, and now the next part of that experience is to let it go or to quit.
Mm-hmm. Because you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't.
Yeah. But isn't that one of the hardest things to learn and to recognize?
Yes.
Because walking away or quitting just seems like such a failure, but it's
mm-hmm.
not. No, Charity, it's not about you, but you... letting go. But I see where it fits, Charity. Huh. See, I love these radio shows. They go in directions that I never thought they would go.
Yeah, we're taking it to new places.
So now let's think about, what's something? The biggest leap of faith you've ever taken, or the leap of faith that you've taken that you just still can't believe you took? How about that one? That it's still amazing.
Oh, awesome.
Molly?
I know what mine is. Oh, yeah. I know what mine is. I've had many throughout my life. That's how I've lived my life, I would say, is just continually taking chances and stepping outside my comfort zone. And the biggest one was when I decided to move to Paris to go to graduate school.
Ooh.
And I was accepted and I had everything lined up and that I could, and then I just had to arrive in Paris at Charles de Gaulle Airport, get myself to the bed and breakfast I was staying at, and then start looking for a place to live. And if I couldn't find a place to live, then I wouldn't be able to go to graduate school. I wouldn't be able to stay in the country. So that was a huge leap of faith. And actually, I wrote a book about it. It's coming out in early 2013. So this is timely.
That is timely.
But
cool.
Yeah, that's definitely been the biggest, although I feel like since then, I've had more leaps of faith, even like leaving a job that's no longer right for me and, you know, you don't know what's next, or reaching out to somebody you don't know and hoping that there's a connection there. So there's just a lot, but I'd say that's my biggest.
That's a good point. Those are great leaps of faith, where you reach out to somebody you don't know to see if there's a connection. That is a hard thing to do. Until you've done it a few times.
Yeah. Because each person arrives into a situation with their own expectations, and you don't know what theirs are. You know, maybe they want a new friend, or maybe they don't, or maybe their expectations are, you know, something bigger or smaller. So I find that it comes back to the expectations that each person has.
Interesting. That could be its own radio show.
Yes, it could. It could.
Virginia, what's yours? Yes.
I'm trying to think, and nothing's jumping out at me right now. I feel like I've taken many leaps of faith, and I've taken any huge ones. Maybe getting married for me was a huge one, because prior to getting married, I was single for 5 years, and I was the one telling all my other friends, why are you dating him? He's not good for you. Or, you know, so my friends were kind of joking and like, oh, the person who was always bashing everyone else. I'm like, I wasn't bashing you guys. I was trying to help you.
Don't you know I'm a psychic?
But, I mean, for me, that was a scary thing to think, oh, my gosh, okay, because we've already talked about my, you know, outs of commitments, if I have them, and I've always said when I get married, I'm only getting married once, and I am not getting divorced, and that's it. So it took a lot of fear came up, and it kind of took a lot out of me. Right before we got married, you know, we were engaged. I knew we were getting married. I was excited. And then the moment came, and I panicked. But I pushed myself through it. And at the end of this month, it'll be our fifth anniversary. So far, so
nice.
Good.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So I think that was a pretty big one for me.
That's great. Awesome. That's like an emotional leap of faith. So there's different types of leaps of faith.
Yeah.
Ooh, good point.
Well, I mean, if I have an out, I'm going to take it. We've already established that.
So we're really happy you didn't.
Right. Once the marriage certificate is signed and I don't have an out anymore, so it was scary to think, like, this is a lifelong commitment. Am I ready for this? You know?
I can feel your energy when you're talking about it. Man, that was huge for you.
It was very huge. And it wasn't even that I was concerned about who I was marrying because I knew he was the right person. I just had this panic of, I've been this person for so many years of my life, you know, and now I'm going to get married and my name's going to change, and who is that person? That person is foreign to me. And I couldn't comprehend that I'm still the same person with just a different name. I was seeing myself as a different person, and I wasn't sure how that was all going to fit into my life. And it was just all this really weird personal and emotional intimate stuff that I went through. And then I got mad at my mom when I tried to call her and talk to her about it, because all she said, well, if you're not sure, then why don't do it? And so I yelled at her.
Yeah.
I never said I wasn't sure. Are you listening to me?
This is just how I roll. I freak out about things like this, Mom.
Right.
Haven't you been around?
Right. What about you, Shannon?
I take lots of leaps of faith. I take big ones. When I finished college, I decided that since I didn't have a job, I was moving to Lethbridge. I'd never been there, but I just started looking for jobs there because I decided, you know what, sounds like a place I need to be. So I had 3 days to find a job and an apartment. Me and my mom went down there. And as I crossed, I don't even remember which river it was, I realized that, yes, this was home for now. This is where I needed to be. And I had a job and an apartment in 3 days.
That's amazing.
And I knew nobody, nobody. I knew a cousin of a cousin, and when I did call him up, he wasn't interested in hanging out with me at all. And I was like, that's fine. But I made amazing friends, and I lived there a long time. I liked it there a lot.
That is great. That's a great story. And it's not inspiring when you look back on your life and you see what you've done and how it's paid off. It encourages the energy, and it encourages us to keep going for it and to try something new.
Yeah. And with that leap of faith, I had a backup plan. I had gave Lethbridge 3 days. If that didn't work, I was going to Medicine Hat. If that didn't work, I was going to try Calgary. I just was feeling really nudged. And, I mean, back then I knew that I was kind of psychic, but I didn't know, like, it wasn't talked about, or I didn't have access to the information that we do now. So I didn't know that's what I was happening, that I was being nudged and told by my, you know, heavenly helpers that that's where I needed to go. I just was taking this. I just decided that's what was happening. I didn't decide, but I didn't know that.
You just followed
my mom. I'm going to talk about it manifesting tomorrow. She always has said to me that she's sure that I have a lucky horseshoe up my butt. Ever since I was really small, and she would say, well, when you want something, just wiggle that horseshoe. So, of course, when I went to Lethbridge with her, and I had an apartment and a job in 3 days, yeah, all she could talk about was how could she cash in on this horseshoe.
I'm just imagining you shaking your butt.
I do.
When you're trying to get something to happen for you.
When I'm manifesting things, you bet. Take your lucky horseshoe, people. Natural talent.
You're going to start a big butt-shaking movement.
See, that's why we all need to dance more. We're shaking our lucky horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like that idea.
So Blog Talk is telling me 90 seconds, but it says 112 on the stream. So who knows? So any last thoughts about leaps of faith, ladies?
I say just do it. If you're given the opportunity, take it. As long as it feels good inside of you. Deep down in your gut.
I agree. Take it. Try it. Take your
energy. I agree with that completely.
Worst thing that can happen, and if you're willing to take that risk, which, because you know that's never going to happen. But if you go there and then realize that's not so bad, go for it. If you need to practice, take little leaps of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to be afraid, because that can be dissipated. You can work through that.
Yes. Because you want to, you know, have that fear, because that's what you're conquering.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell us all about them. I want to know. I want to know about your leaps of faith.
They inspire more leaps of faith.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that it can become, not addicting, but it can become an energy that you just want to keep trying, and then it gets bigger, and your life gets better,
uh-huh.
and it just expands.
And you see the benefits that you got from it, and the experiences and that you learned from it, and so it almost creates this constant want to learn.
Yes, and ripple effects, because every time you take a leap of faith, you get more confident.
Yes, yes. That's the best reward.
It is. So everybody sign up for the Conscious Wisdom Festival starting tomorrow.
And no matter when you're listening to this, you can still register for all of the sessions. That's what's so great about an online festival is that it's available when you arrive at it.
And so, Molly, is there a time limit that everything will be available?
You mean how long they can register for after
yes.
it starts?
Yes.
Not really, because you can still buy the August festival. So it's more about if you want to listen live and ask questions, then you know, obviously you'd want to be there live. But otherwise, you can listen to the recordings at any time.
Nice. I know I download them all because I can't make very many live shows, and then I've listened to them while I was, you know, feeding cows or checking cows, doing things like that. Works well for me. Well, thanks for being in the chat room, ladies. Thanks for being on, Molly, who is fantastic.
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Thank you for having me, ladies. I had a great time.
Thanks for joining
us. And thanks, Virginia. So you know now, Virginia, we're going to hold you to your leap of faith about your spiritual center.
I know. That's
we'll
what
be
I'm
watching. We'll be seeing if you do it. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. Everybody, have a good night. Oh, we didn't decide what we're doing next week. How about dreams?
It's going to be a surprise. How about that?
Okay, because Virginia and I haven't decided. We'll surprise you.
I love that part.
Whoops. Okay, good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.